About a year ago, NPR Global Health reporter Jason Beaubien was working on a story about a rise in COVID cases in Haiti. At the time, he called up that country's version of Anthony Fauci, the veteran physician, Dr. Jean-Bill Pop, to find out how things were going, and Pop said how worried he was.
I've lived through the AIDS epidemic, TB, cholera, malaria. This is the most difficult epidemic we had to deal with.
Given that concern from a year ago, this story is remarkable. Haiti has not only bounced back from the pandemic, it has one of the lowest death rates from COVID in the world. Here's Beaubien.
Starting last spring, Haiti was hit with a serious wave of COVID infections. Hospital wards filled with patients. The country only had two places that could test for the virus, so how many people actually got infected is unknown. But these days, testing is far more available, and now Dr. Pop says not many cases are being detected each day.
Sometimes it's two, sometimes it's zero, sometimes it's 20-some cases, but we are not seeing a second wave as we had thought would happen.
The 74-year-old doctor says the country has pretty much gone back to the way life was pre-pandemic. Schools are open. Thousands of people packed Port-de-Paix for Carnival in February.
Most people don't wear masks.
Not only have outdoor markets reopened, many of them never closed. Sheltering in place and working from home are luxuries most Haitians can't afford. As the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, Haitians on average earn less than $2,000 per year, according to the UN. And most, Pop says, have gone back to work.
People continue working for the majority because if they don't work, they don't eat. The family doesn't eat.
Concern about the pandemic is so low that when the World Health Organization-led COVAX program offered Haiti a shipment of AstraZeneca vaccine in April, the government rejected it. Dr. Jacqueline Gauthier is on the National Technical Advisory Group on COVID vaccination. She says ordinary Haitians and people in the medical community have heard about the reports of rare but severe side effects from the AstraZeneca vaccine in Europe, and they're not in a rush to get that shot.
And because COVID, after all, did not impact us as badly, so people don't think it's worth it, actually.
In fact, as of the end of April, the COVID death tally is only 254 in a country of 11 million people. Gauthier says the pandemic may have had less of an impact in Haiti because the average age is 23 and infections tend to be less severe in the young. It's also possible, she says, that a significant number of people built up immunity to the virus last summer. Plus, houses tend to be open with plenty of ventilation. Whatever the reason, she says, COVID isn't a pressing concern for most Haitians.
And also because there are many other major problems the country is facing, so people don't see COVID as a major problem for us. And who can blame them?
Because the list of daily problems facing Haiti is long. There's poverty, political instability, wild fluctuations in the value of the local currency, corruption, armed gangs.
And kidnappings are really a huge problem currently for the country.
Until recently, Gauthier was fairly sure that Haiti had dodged the COVID bullet, that this was going to be one crisis where Haiti actually got lucky. But then she saw what's happening in India and how variants can change the pace and intensity of an outbreak.
We don't know. This disease is full of surprises, right?
Gauthier now worries that, like India, another deadly surge may be in Haiti's future, too. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.